Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers opening up a 10-game homestand. First with the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight, it'll be Aaron Civale getting the ball up against Carson Spires, the nephew of former Brewers big leaguer Bill Spires. Inauspicious start for the Reds. They went down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. Not much happening. A couple of walks, then with two outs and two strikes, Willy Adames stepped to the plate.
Spires deals. Hit in the air to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and way gone for Adames. And the Brewers lead Cincinnati 3-0.
Bob Uecker on the call here on WTMJ. Another set of two-out runs for the Brewers. They opened up the scoring in this one, and they were not done. Over to the second inning now with one out, a rally form with a single from Jake Bowers. And Joey Ortiz hitting the ball hard.
And the pitch. Hit in the air to center in the gap. It's going to get to the wall. This should score Bowers. Throw coming on. He's around third. The throw coming home. He's in there. A scorching double by Joey Ortiz.
And then the kids are all right because the next batter was Bryce Terang, and he did something he hasn't done in over a month.
There's another one hit to left center. Get up! Get up! Gone! For Terang, and the Brewers add two more. Bryce Terang the other way.
How about it? His seventh home run of the season, his first since June 30th. Good to have Mr. Baseball on the call here on WTMJ. So the Brewers in control early, 6-0. Civale is rolling as well. Got some help from some defense as well. In the third inning, a leadoff double, though, from Noel V. Marte was erased thanks to Terang.
Did you pitch? And it's a liner caught by Terang, and they're going to get a double play. Stepped on the second base bag as Marte took one step towards third base, and it cost him. Good heads-up play by Bryce Terang.
He's got to get a gold glove this year. He's got to. He's been fantastic. The Brewers kept adding on in the bottom of the third as well. A leadoff single from William Contreras. Then Sal Frelick with one out came to the plate, and he got a gift.
A one. Lined into shallow center. Friedel coming on. Friedel dives. Can't get it. It rolls by him. It's all the way to the wall. Contreras scores. Frelick will be held at third. It'll be an RBI triple.
That made it 7-0 at the time. And then the next batter, Rhys Hoskins, he's got a 12-game hitting streak on the line.
And the pitch, ground ball towards the middle. Pass De La Cruz, a base hit. 8-0 Brewers. And the hitting streak for Hoskins extended to 13 games.
Jeff Levering on the call here on WTMJ. The Brewers kept rolling behind Aaron Civale. He did not allow a run in the first six innings of work. He was lifted in the seventh inning, but with only two runs on his ledger. The Reds had three runs in the frame, but when you're up 8-0, you can handle a little stress like that. Then in the bottom of the, or rather the top of the ninth inning, Yoel Piamps was on to finish the job. He got Stuart Fairchild to pop out, and then maybe one of the plays of the year, courtesy Joey Ortiz.
Working from the stretch, per usual, and the pitch. Hit sharply to a diving backhanded stab, long throw, and got him! Whoa, what a play! Joey Ortiz. When you think you've seen his best, you haven't.
Indeed. Wow. Bob Uecker put it perfectly. The Brewers get the victory in style. 8-3 tonight over the Reds. They've won four in a row and have matched their best mark of the year, 17 games above 500.